going to come up.
All right, good morning. It is so good to see you here. Are we happy? Are we happy? Woo-wee! Give me a woo-wee! Woo-wee! All right. So if you were in the cafeteria today, you heard me holler for a book, Paul Loeb's The Impossible Will Take a Little While in it, and I will apologize to Art McDonald for probably hacking Boston Math. There was a piece by Paca Palmer. And in it, Parker Palmer makes a reference to a story to open his piece with. There was a book written by Thomas Merton. The book was entitled something like The Coming Fire. And in that book, right around 1960, he predicted that the civil rights era protests were yet to explode in their fullness. And there was a reviewer of Merton's book who took him to task. Not only did he critique his book, his critique had a bit of a personal edge to it. How dare you? You, who have not only retreated from the fight, but have retreated from life, he says, into a monastery in the woods of Kentucky and left the fight to us here in the streets. How dare you tell us that our work is coming to naught, that we are not succeeding? About 8 to 10 years later, we know who was right in that particular discussion. Merton was, and the 60s got yet worse, and the civil rights protests got yet worse. And sometime later, that particular reviewer actually came out in print in a public apology to Merton and said, apparently, you saw clearer than us for having taken the time for some quiet contemplation and thoughtfulness as opposed to us who were busy doing, 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 and running around and had forgotten to step back and breathe deep and look at the situation. So in that spirit, take a deep breath. Close your eyes if you need. Leave the outside for a moment. You came here, be here. The peace of morning stillness, the peace of new beginnings, the peace of heaven's kiss, to welcome us to this day, to root us in this day, to free us for this day, that we may grow with the greening earth, that we may grow from the ground of glory, that we may grow in grateful wonder of you, great giver of this new day. Good morning.
Oh, I would feed you the finest of wheat, and I would fill you with honey from the rock. Oh, I would feed you the finest of wheat, and I would fill you with honey from the rock. Honey from the rock. Honey from the rock. I would fill you with
These are the people who would feed you the finest of wheat and would fill you with honey from the rock. And then when you're ready, take your seat. Some of you may be familiar with a play called The Search for Signs of Intelligent Life in the Universe that was written by Jane Wagner. There is a part in that play that reminds me very much of Summer Institute. There is a woman named Trudy who wears this really amazing little beanie that has a rotating thing on a propeller on top. And with her propeller, she starts to pick up messages from aliens who have been studying the Earth. And soon, the aliens and Trudy become friends. And the aliens tell Trudy that they would really like her help because although they have studied all kinds of anthropological traditions, they cannot understand why men and women and children sometimes act in illogical ways. They just don't get it. And there is particularly one phenomenon that keeps coming up in their research again and again that is totally elusive to their understanding, which is the phenomenon of goosebumps. They don't understand goosebumps, and they have started to yearn to be able to understand what goosebumps are for. And so, the whole play is going along with all these different pieces, but this goosebump part keeps going through the whole play. And finally, at the end, Trudy figures it out. She knows the perfect way to help them understand goosebumps. So she decides to take them to a play because she says that's where she always gets goosebumps is when she goes to the theater. So she rounds up all of her alien friends and she gets tickets for them half price on, that place that I think it's on 55th Street or maybe it's on 42nd Street. And so they all go to see this play. And at the end, the very end of the play, one of the aliens rolls up his alien coat and says, "Trudy, look, goosebumps." And Trudy goes, "Wow, you must have really liked the play." And they looked at her and said, "The play? We've been looking at the audience." The audience, all of us, we're the honey. The community that is created at SI is a community, is a honey. And all of this, the structure of the workshops and the worship and all of the things we do, that's the finest of wheat. But it's the relationships and what happens because of those relationships that is the honey. Now, Andy, I haven't asked for your permission but right before we started, Andy France was saying that he realized that he was really sad to be leaving here because this is a place where we can be ourselves. We can be fully seen. We can express parts of ourselves that we're just growing into. But then he said, "But I take that with me. I walk with that same sense of permission through the streets of Oberlin." And I'm imagining that all of us take that with us and walk with that same sense of permission to be ourselves. And there is nothing that is more powerful in terms of being able to change the world than living into the fullness of both the wheat and the honey. Thank you. And now we will hear, I believe, from the choir. Yes.
am here, and soon I'll be, I know. We're working on it. Hello? 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 I am here simply to say thank you. And there are lots and lots of thank yous to say, but we're going to think on each of them and say them as quickly as I can. But man, there's a lot of thank yous to do, because what we do here is remarkable, and you'll see just how many people contribute, and you probably already know that. First and foremost today, I want to thank Art McDonald. Wherever he is. There it is. Art, on behalf of our community, I want to thank you for joining us this week, for bringing your spirit and your passion and your humor, for coming back to reconnect with those of us who knew you for quite some time ago, and to get to know all the people who are just getting to know us as well. So thank you for offering what you have offered to us this week. It's been our pleasure to host you. I would like to thank many ministers. There are a lot of ministers with us. We had a few in our biggest leadership roles this week. So our worship leaders, our chaplains, and Michelle Buchheit stepping in to help us with the choir this week. Evan Carvel-Zemer, Melissa Carvel-Zemer, Mary Gregolia, Tom Bodie, Lynn Kerr, Michelle Buchheit, and everyone else who works in ministry with our congregations and with Summer Institute. Thank you for joining us and offering what you offered this week. Thanks. Go ahead. The planning committee needs especially to thank the district staff. The district staff are an amazing group of skills and talents, and I'm not sure that we would have done as well as we did without leadership from the district staff and their involvement all the way through this entire process. Also, I want to thank the youth panel, the young adult panel. I want to thank you guys in particular for, in some ways, leading the planning committee, because we learned a lot from both of these groups this year, and we do every year. I know historically from other planning years, we do every year learn just how much energy and passion and focus the young folks have who are planning all of these components. And I want to thank the adults who worked with the youth and the youth panel leaders and the young adult leaders really and truly for leading the Summer Institute Planning Committee. Thank you for that. I personally need to thank the rest of the planning committee. I have worked on several committees, sometimes in a Summer Institute setting, but in lots of other settings, as have most of us. This is one of the most stunning committees I've ever worked with this year, so thank you. I need to thank the registrars for handling scads of information and housing all of us and handling all of the changes and challenges that were thrown at us, whether it was in the planning year or after we got to Kenyon, and for handling all of that and for doing it with grace and with kindness and incredible expertise. So thank you, registrars. There are so many leaders in our midst and so many roles that were critical to everything that happened here this week. I can't possibly name them all. But we thank our seminar leaders, our RE teachers, our workshop leaders, musicians, performers, everyone who led music this week, everyone who coordinated music this week, our sound guys for making us sound. And I really believe perhaps the most important thank you of all is to everyone here for showing up, and for laughing and conversing and listening and thinking and playing all week long. I would like real quickly to ask people to raise your hands if you have ever, not just this week, but ever in the context of SI historically, done any of these things. Raise your hand if you've served on the planning committee. Raise your hand if you have served as a youth leader. How about been an RE teacher at SI? Led a workshop? Given feedback? Had a campership or staff role for anything other than the things I mentioned already, or in addition to? Convinced another person to come to SI? Made music? Danced? Laughed? Cried? Sat quietly? How about if you have ever been a part of a conversation about policy or safety or helped in any way with guiding what's become us? Thank you. I'm quite certain that everyone in the room raised their hand for something. This is our history. This is our historical knowledge all in one room. Whether you're here for the first time this year or whether you've been here for decades, this is remarkable and this is awesome. And every person showing up and doing any of those things has contributed to who we are. So I thank everyone for being here, and I thank everyone for having me in this role and giving me the chance to work with everyone in the way that I have. Thank you. Mary, am I supposed to be back up here now? Thank you. I get to do one more thing for this community before I am not the chair anymore of this committee. And I'm especially excited that I get to do this thing, because what I get to do is tell you about next year. And often this is taken on by the new chair, which is going to be Alan Halperin. But this year they asked me to do it because I am so excited about next year and about the plans that we have and about the theme speaker next year that I get to tell you about it. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. Is that familiar to some people? Do you know who wrote it? Dr. Esai Barnwell wrote that. And Dr. Esai Barnwell is going to join us as our theme speaker next summer. If the name is not familiar to you, some of her work will be, and the excitement of everyone who just cheered will be familiar to you next year. Dr. Barnwell has been a member until her retirement from this recently. She has been a member of Sweet Honey and the Rock for about 30 years. And she is a scholar and a composer and an amazing, brilliant person. And she is going to join us next year on July 13th through 19th here at Kenyon to lead us in the program that she's bringing to us. She's tailoring a variation on a workshop that she has taken all over the country and all over the world. And what she is doing for us is the power of the vocal community. I want to read you one piece. There is an awesome power in the human voice, but when uncommon voices are blended for the common good, they become a vocal community at its best. She will share the common experience of listening in the oral tradition and singing, rhythms, chants, traditional songs from African and the diaspora. Singers and non-singers alike will participate in a dialogue and participate in singing. The historical, social, and political context will be provided as an introduction to the songs. So you might guess why I'm excited about that. Sing. But really, really super excited. So July 13th through 19th next year here at the College of Kenyon College on the campus in Gambier, Ohio. We will be here. If you are trying to figure out how to spell Dr. Barnwell's name so that you can look her up, you don't have to try to figure it out, because when you leave today, we have Save the Date magnets that we're going to send you home with. And I have some helpers at the doors in the back and the doors up here, and they might hand a few to someone to help them hand them out. We would ask that you take about one per family. We don't have enough for every single person, but make sure you get one home. We will be sending some out to congregations so that they can be in your church and you can hand them to your friends at church. Those ones will come in the mail to your congregation later, but take one for yourself today and come back next year.
I spend a big part of the school year traveling around to different schools, visiting schools, and bringing music into schools. And oftentimes I'm in wealthy schools that can afford to have me and have a lot of experience in well-off schools. But occasionally I have the privilege of visiting schools in the inner city. And it's at these times that the stark inequality in this world sort of slaps me in the face. But this song we offer today says, what if today we walk in the light, knowing the truth, the real truth, that we are all equal. No matter the skin, with money or none, we're just people. So I know we're a long way from equality, but this song offers us a vision of equality. So thank you. This is a song called Praise Song, a song of hope.
My name is Alan Halperin. I guess I'm going to be chair pretty soon. labeled with names. So. Okay. We're very excited about next year. We have some changes on the committee that I want to talk about. First of all, Liz Bright, who has completed the end of someone else's term, helped us this year, has agreed to stay on for a full stint. This is significant because Liz's partner, Diana, was chair last year, so there's a big contribution coming from this household, and for that we are very grateful. Okay. We are also, Chris Thomas from Pittsburgh has agreed to join us. Is she out there? Oh. Got to look behind me, look over my shoulder. Also, Melissa Jeter from Toledo has agreed to join us. And I want to recognize the efforts of Cliff Adams, who is our tech guru. He's leaving the committee, but he's not leaving the community. We've got him roped in for some tech work. Thank you very much. I understand there are some raffle prizes here. G. Hazelton? Is there a G. Hazelton here?
Nancy
Hurt? I know she.
Oh, yeah.
Lynn Kerr. I have seen her. Saunas Parsons. I hear her all the time. If you've never had the privilege of participating in the ministry of the Right Reverend Brother Jim Scott in the pub, Saunas is there making the most incredible harmony.
Marion Brannon.
It's been a good week, and it's because Allison, she's done a great job. And we don't even see all of her talents. She's a great gardener, and
sort of.
You could tell it would make sense that she would be. Look around you. See what she's nurtured. I got to tell you, she raised some heirloom tomato plants that she shared with us very generously at the last meeting we had in Akron. I believe it was in May. And she gave us beautiful little tomato plants, and I went and put them in my garden with my common mutt variety volunteers. And, you know, she could be excused for being a diva, but there's not a threat of being a diva in Allison. Her plants, though, those things, they sat out there and my plants, my mutts are just going wild, and these little diva tomato plants are going, you gonna sing to me or what? So in recognition of her garden and for her garden, we have a garden chalice to send Allison off with. Our feathered friends and some of the uninitiated might think it looks a lot like a bird bath.
It's a chalice.
It's a chalice with candles and...
Thank you.
Thank you. looking forward to seeing you next year. Bring your friends.
So hold. as you dive into the dance. I'm holding the hand of a brother's hand who's holding the hand of a mother. She's holding the hand of a child's hand who's holding the hand of another. He's holding the hand of a sister's hand. She's holding my hand. Is this dream, this big dream, is it worthy a sacrifice? Is it worthy to give my life for this love, this huge love? I'm risking everything. I'm ready to change for this dance, this wild dance. Riding on a circle of hands for this song, this plain old song. I'm willing to go on. Holding the hand of a brother's hand who's holding the hand of a mother. She's holding the hand of a child's hand who's holding the hand of another. He's holding the hand of a sister's hand. She's holding my. We are a circle of hands. Our lives unfold as we dance. We move, we change, we grow. We're faced.
Unitarian Universalist, walking in the door just gives my heart a lift. People ask me, what kind of church is this? Unitarian Universalist. Who knows what? I can't walk or talk the list of Unitarian Universalists. I hold the never-ending question of the heart who's beating since I'm a Unitarian Universalist. Even though what you say might not be what I know, we sit all together. Every Sunday we go, searching through our lives for the mystery of loving, sifting through the times like an old-fashioned coven. I know this is my church, eternal talking about. These are all my people, a voice to sing and shout. Unitarian Universalists. Together we offer a little word, I give the all-important question about eternal compassion. See the morning star rising on the living tradition of Unitarian Universalism. So what time's the next service of
Unitarian Universalist?
Walking in the door just gives my heart a lift. People ask, what kind of church is this? Unitarian Universalist.
Let's sing one final song together. So as you're willing and able, please rise. So this song has some arm motions where you need a little bit of room to breathe. So feel free to spread into the aisles. Okay, here we go. I will sing a line and then you sing a line. It goes like this. May your life be as a song.
May your life be as a song.
Or maybe, may your life be as a song.
May your life be as a song.
No, I think I like, may your life be as a song.
May your life be as a song.
Resounding with the dawn.
Resounding.
Good, brighten your face slightly.
Resounding with the dawn.
To sing awake the light.
To sing awake the light.
And softly serenade the stars.
And softly serenade the stars.
So that one, we're all a little bit lighter and we're floating away. And so I go, then you go. And softly serenade the stars. Ever dancing circles in the night. Good, so you have one more chance to memorize this song. I go, then you go. May your life be as a song.
May your life be as a song.
Resounding with the dawn.
Resounding with the dawn.
To sing awake the light.
To sing awake the light.
Even more power. To sing awake the light.
To sing awake the light.
And softly serenade the stars.
And softly serenade the stars.
Ever dancing circles in the night.
Ever dancing circles in the night.
Good. We're going to sing it together once and then as a round three times, I think. And the groups will be
this third, that third.
So. Ready. Let's sing together.
May your life be as a song. Resounding with the dawn. To sing away the light. And softly serenade the stars. And the dancing circles in the night.
Please remain standing.
Go in peace, my friends.